Good morning. We are talking with Chad Abram, city administrator for the city of Prairie du Chien. And you were on vacation last week, so we're like a week delayed in our city council recap. But nonetheless, here we are with a city council recap.
I don't know if it's a vacation or if it's time away from work.
I was going to say, trips and vacations are different.
Yes, it was a drive to Fort Myers with my father, which was a great trip, you know. And
always good to do those.
Yeah, you know, he just said, it's time for mom to fly, and then, son, I want you to drive me, so... It was a fun trip. We made some stops along the way. It was good time, father-son time, and then I spent some time with my mom when we got to Fort Myers as well.
Well, so that's good.
Good trip.
So talking about the Common Council meeting that happened last Tuesday on October 15th, I know you wanted to talk about, I believe, the airport hangar lease.
Yeah, so every year the airport hangar lease, the Common Council under the lease has the discretion to raise the rates by 2%. Basically, they're paying for the square footage of the land that they're on. And the council did approve by a vote of 7-0 to raise the hangar rates by 2% for 2025.
And I know you wanted to talk about the timber harvest at La Riviere Park, too.
Yeah, so we about a year or so ago, the council approved doing a timber harvest at La Riviere Farm Park. And the bids went out, and the high award was Weedland & Sons for over $100,000 worth of timber that's out there. So the council did approve Weedland & Sons for the timber harvest for La Riviere Park. So the funds that that we receive from that timber harvest, Lori, they go into the La Riviere Park Fund. So it has its own fund account.
Okay.
So if there's any improvements, things that need to be purchased, it's in that account. So that way we can make improvements to that park.
Anything else you wanted to discuss? I know it was a short meeting.
Yeah, we had an ordinance that was approved, and basically this is an ordinance that Chief Tinor received from up in the La Crosse area, and it's dealing with parks and trying to assist the homeless. It was basically saying that, you know, we don't want you just living at our park.
Okay.
And we're trying to get you to, you know, get you to a better location. So what, you know, there's not a lot of options in Crawford County. La Crosse County has a lot more options for the homeless, but this just helps. It gives the officers the ability to say, hey, you can't be living here, using the electricity, which is very minimal, which a lot of them don't do. And it's not a big problem. Trust me. It's not a big problem. It's not a problem.
But it's just there to have.
It's there to have. It's being proactive instead of reactive if there were to become a problem.
Were to become an issue,
yes.
You can say the city ordinance is already here.
Correct.
Yes.
And then the last thing was they approved the taxi bid with Running Incorporated. They were the only ones that put a bid in the RFP, so Running Incorporated will be the taxi services again for the next couple years.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
No, I know Dave talked about Oktoberfest, and I missed it because I was traveling from
flying. It was very busy in Prairie du Chien last weekend.
Yeah,
very
I was
busy.
Flying home on Saturday, and I didn't get into Prairie till after 5 o'clock, and I just was whooped.
Yeah.
So I didn't make it down to Oktoberfest this year. So otherwise, no, there's... as people may notice, there's a lot of construction going on the mall area in Hayden Street. That's moving along. It'll continue to move along this fall. Hopefully a lot of that will be asphalted in the very near future. I heard there's been complaints about dust, which I understand it's dusty everywhere.
It's very dry. Yes.
They're getting complaints from the jail site, too, for dust. And you know, the contractors do their best to mitigate it, to try to keep the dust down. It's just when it's this dusty, it's really hard, but... If people have concerns, contact us. We'll do our best to work with the contractors doing the projects, city projects, that is, to keep that moving forward and try to mitigate that dust.
All right. Talking with Chad Abram, city administrator here in Prairie du Chien. The next Common Council meeting will be on Tuesday, November 12th.
Yes. You got to take a week off because the election on November 5th.
Yes. So thanks for joining us this morning, Chad.
Thank you.